Good morning. We're starting Simin Gimel. Now there are, I will say, more mitzvahs to say that we could talk about. We could talk about some of the halachos of Pesach, some of the halachos of Sukkos, and we could talk about Upsharon. We could talk about Yarmulkes. It's not really a mitzvah, but it's a made in Israel. It's a halachic requirement, depending how you want to learn. But it's not a mitzvah. But we're going to continue, move on to the next Simin. So the Chayyotim now points out that this is, till now we've been talking about mitzvah saseh. Let's talk about mitzvah lo saseh. So he says, the lo saseh, there are two differences between an asay and a lo saseh. The one is definitely so, that the age for chinuch, for lo saseh, starts much earlier. We're not talking about feeding an issur to the child. That's a whole different halacha. We'll talk about that. But the chinuch to make sure the child doesn't do an aveira, it starts at a younger age than the chinuch for mitzvah saseh. That's the first point that the Chayyotim is going to point out. And the second point which the Chayyotim is going to discuss is the skiv limited to the father, or potentially does the skiv apply to other people as well? And the Chayyotim is going to bring a machlokes in that regard. But that is the second potential difference between the two, is we expand the pool of people which have the responsibility for chinuch by an aveira. So obviously, a child doing an aveira is more problematic. He's actively doing something wrong. That's more problematic than not doing a mitzvah. So therefore, the responsibility is not is potentially on more people to prevent this act. What age does the chinuch for lo saseh kick in? So the Chayyotim says, b'medabar memurim b'mitzvah saseh. I'll have Rishon Yisura to stop a child from doing an Aveira. Filo lo higia the chinuch, Raksha tinuch hu bar havona. Yom ma'abo eim, la Rishon Yisura, will ligur behem, filo rak b'yisud rabbonon. So if the child understands the idea of the word no, he understands that he shouldn't do something. He doesn't understand necessarily why. So a child at a very young age, you tell him no, he doesn't have the ability to store that and know that this is an action he shouldn't be doing. The next time he does it, he'll do it again. You have to tell him no a second time and then a third time. But eventually a child reaches an age when you tell a child not to do something, the child understands he's not supposed to do that. He doesn't understand why. He understands that when you told him once not to do this, you said this is something you shouldn't do. It's not only in this instance, but this is an ongoing no. So when it's an ongoing no, that's when the child has reached the age. He understands that he's a bar havona. This is an ongoing no. He shouldn't be doing this. When the child has reached that age, the parent has a chiyuv to stop the child from doing yisurim. And this applies even by yisurim rabbanon. And the ksiv chanuch l'nar pidarkoi. The chinuch is according to the way of the child. And since at this age, the child now is able to understand that certain things he shouldn't do. This is one of the things which we teach a child they shouldn't do. In the parentheses, he brings, the Chayyotim brings a proof to this statement that before that age, there's no chiyuv of chinuch. The Chayyotim actually feels that the proof of the Chayyotim that the Magen Avraham brings is not conclusive. But even so, he does take the halacha of the Magen Avraham Lamaisa, because he says he has a different reason why that case is not relevant. And in Svara, we have no proof to this halacha, but in Svara it makes sense. That's why the Chayyotim is adding the concept of chinuch l'nar pidarkoi. Obviously, it has to be a logical thing that you're doing. The chiyuv afrasha is not only on aseis, deraisas, it's only on, not aseis, I'm sorry, it's not only on deraisas, yisurim deraisas, but even yisurim derabanan. Even Cholamoid, Abul Alacherim ain't Chiyuv Lafrishim, but this, the Chayyotim says that the first opinion he brings, that this Chiyuv is only on the parent. When a child is doing an aver, eating something which is not kosher, other people are not Mechiyuv to step in and stop him. Only the parents are Mechiyuv to stop him. But now he's going to bring an opinion which disagrees with this and says that it really depends on the age of the child. And we're going to talk about that more business in the next year. Meanwhile, have a good day.